Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On the last episode of The Cheat Code.
What happens is you meet somebody, you think you have the situation you want, you build a life, and then you find out for many reasons that this person is not the person for you.
And, you know, stuff ain't going right. You find happiness outside or for even for
That's
5 minutes.
Model.
I looked up Jason Vives, there's 5,000 of you on Facebook.
And I wrote in a word, dot, 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 stunning.
So we're going back and forth. We should meet for a drink sometime. Mm. And you were like, that sounds good. Let's get up in the new year. Mm-hmm. And here's my phone number.
My office number.
My office number, right, because we ain't stupid.
I wasn't trying to play any game other than the cheat on my wife game right. that I was obviously playing.
The night of Jason's birthday, my ex and I, we had a good day. I'm in the kitchen and he said, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay. He brings his laptop downstairs and he looks at me and he says, so who is Jason Vives? To back it up, we had gotten off of Facebook completely for like the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're calling each other, we're going on dates, we're doing whatever. And something was wrong with you a couple of days before. Like something happened, you had a health scare or something.
Right.
And
right.
I remember. Wrote you this long DM. I hadn't done it in weeks. And the DM kind of poured my heart out about how much I care about you and how much I would be there for you. And, you know, just whatever you're going through, I would be there. And I ended it with, I love you in an impossible way.
And we are breaking all sorts of side
all
piece rules.
All sorts of side
piece
rules.
Like, we are breaking. We're professional.
It's a month and a half. All that shit.
We're memorializing said professions.
Oh, my gosh.
We are. Breaking
so
every rule.
The only thing that existed, because we had at this point deleted all our DMs
yep.
and saved them
yep.
in a Word file that was password protected. So the only one left is this one.
And I responded to it.
Yes.
In a way that I hadn't before.
All of the feelings.
And I mentioned your marriage in a way that was
yep.
inappropriate. And it was the
only
thing that brother read. It was the only thing.
So when I'm praying, God, if this is not for me, take him. God in his infinite humor, and since I'm always on his gag reel, says, oh, I'm gonna take somebody from you, all right? Bam!
Hi, welcome to The Cheat Code. This is the story of an affair between one woman and one man told over 10 episodes.
Episode 3, Was Been Fuckery. Parents speaking in parables, paradise. That is the DM that my ex-husband found.
Yep.
So he says to me, who is Jason Vives? And the smart person in me says, lie. Like, this ass hadn't already seen. Wait. If he asked me about Jason Vives, he done seen shit already.
I know.
And I say,
and he pronounced my name right.
Right. Well, because he had a coach that he could not stand named Coach Vives.
So Coach Vives is probably my second uncle.
I'm sure. Because there's only five of y'all. And he looked like he could be in your family.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, who's Jason Vives? And I say, he's just a friend. And he takes the computer and turns it around with our DM on it. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he says, that's it. I want a divorce. And my jaw dropped. Because I'm like, what do you mean? That D word doesn't happen. Like, mm-hmm. I come from people cheat forever and you don't get a divorce. Like, let's talk about this. Like, let's what have you. So everything is rushing into my head like, oh, shit. I love this man, but oh shit, I'm not leaving my marriage.
That's not what we were doing here.
And I don't know if anybody has ever gone through this, but the amount of fear that you feel and the gut-wrenching feeling you feel when you get caught doing something bad, but also the relief that washes over you because I don't want to lie anymore. And it's really hard and stressful to fucking lie. And all of it just comes out because it's like, oh, the stress that I was carrying to keep the secret, it's not secret. We start to get into it. And he's just like going in and then admits to me that he had an affair of his own like a year ago. Crazy. I plead insanity. Crazy for you, baby. Crazy, na na. I think the thing that shocked me so much was that he wanted a divorce. And I didn't understand at the time why he was all the way there. And I'm picturing it in my head because I'm sitting on one chair and he's sitting across the room from me on the couch, the far end of the couch. And he drops this bomb on me that he had had an affair for like a year with some woman he had met in Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people knew about it, like his people knew about it or whatever, but not, you know, not everybody, but his boys, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't understand if you had had an affair and you understand how we got there, because he said this thing to me that I'll never forget. And he said, I figured you were unhappy and that you would eventually cheat. So I'm not shocked by this. So I'm sitting there in my head. Okay, so we were both unhappy.
So how does it get all the way here?
And we both cheated. How are you at divorce? Mm-hmm. Because as much as I'm not feeling you right now, and as much as I love this dude, the life that we have built is so important to me. I don't come from divorce. I don't believe in it. How are you all the way here? And even though he didn't come from two-parent household and I did or what have you, and he had other circumstances or whatever, he seemed like someone, regardless of how he grew up, that really believed in this thing that we had made. And we have a kid. I'm like, I'm just floored and I'm devastated. And I remember going when I had 5 seconds, because still in side piece mode, you protect dude. So I'm like, so Jason, he knows.
Son
is probably gonna call you. You need to insulate your house. Like, you need to go ahead and, you know, prepare, like, make sure the wife is like glad, pressed and sealed, out of shit. Boy. And you said to me, if he calls, I owe dude a conversation. Yeah. And whatever else he wants.
That's what you sign up for.
Yeah, like, you know, you
start seeing a married person or otherwise spoken for person, and you're aware of that thing, even if you don't know the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever the case is. If he was like, "Yo, my man, I need you to come downstairs. I gotta go downstairs,
right?
Because
this is what it is.
That's the code. You know, that's G code.
I'm not trying to bring this drama to your house, and I know you don't want it." So for me, I figured that was the last I would hear from you. And I think the most shocking thing for me was how much you were checking in on me and how supportive you were. And it was like, even that night, like, hey, I'm not trying to stress you or what have you. I just need to know that you're okay. Because from what you've said of son, he's got a temper. Mm-hmm. Not like he would lay hands or anything. He's not that person.
No, he probably won't come lay hands on me.
Right, you know, but
like, all right, let me.
I know you're sitting in like
let me do
the
some
soup
push-ups
right now.
And...
Right, let me try to, you know. No. But it's like, I know you're sitting in the middle of shit right now, and I can't help you, and that's, I feel fucked up about it.
But you were my friend. That's what it always was first for me. So regardless of what happened after, and even today, still right now, you're my friend first.
Right.
So listen, I didn't want any bullshit either.
No.
Neither one of us did. We didn't sign up for it. But I also wasn't going to absolve myself of the responsibility that I signed up for. Like, this was, this could happen. So I'm not going to punk out and be like, listen, you got a lot of drama going on. You know, good luck with that. That's weak to me and that's lame. I wouldn't leave any friend in a bad spot like that. You know, let alone someone who I felt about in the way that I felt about you.
And you had said that, but to me, words are words until I see it in action.
That's
so
real.
It was like, oh shit, he's really not going anyplace. So this goes on for a few days and he is hell bent on divorce. We'll be right back. not getting divorced. What are you talking about right now? Like, I don't understand. He was like, I read what you wrote. And I'm like, who cares what I wrote? Yes, I feel that way, but my goal is to feel that way with you. And of course, because I blame myself, I feel like I'm a bad person already. And all of that is all self-esteem shit. That's not for another episode. Before I was doing work, I felt even less valuable. I mm-hmm. was like, oh shit, mm-hmm. he can do without me. And I don't know that I can do without him. Mm-hmm. And as much as I may love Jason, I don't know that I can do without. I don't know that I can go on with. How am I going to live? Who am I going to be outside of the context of this marriage and this man and this family that I made? That is how I define myself. And oh, by the way, Jason's unavailable. Mm-hmm. And even back then, I couldn't see myself with you. Like, we didn't know each other in that way yet. We knew we liked kissing. I knew I liked the same thing that you, and your energy was great. But I had no idea about how you paid bills or how you were, and how very real, tangible things that I already knew about my ex. I had no idea if I could make a life with you.
Of course.
And so I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So we spend the next 3 days arguing, he and I, just back and forth, just the up and down of emotions. And he had gotten a new job. And I'll never forget, it was like the first day of his new job. And he had gone to the gym in the morning, super early, like 5 a.m. or 4:30 in the morning. And he comes back and he hits a pothole and his tire is blown.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And he gets home and he's like, he manages the job because it's around the corner. And he's stressed out because he's going for first day of a new job.
Orientation.
And yeah. I go into wife mode. Okay, calm down. I will call a cab for you to get to the train station, or you can walk. It's not that far. I will get a tow truck to come get your car, because the kind of car it was, they couldn't change the tire where it was. Mm-hmm. And I will take the car to the dealership and I will deal with this today. So don't worry about it. Go and have a good first day of work. And this is all like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. Calm down. Go get dressed. Give me your laptop. I will make the arrangements to get the car going. And in the corner, I notice a G-chat open between him and a woman that I know. And I look at the G-chat, and this particular woman is talking to him about the situation with me and you. And her question is she still claiming they didn't have sex? And this is true. Like, we had not had sex.
Yo. But we had not had, even
and
had
I noticed,
sex.
And this is the
yet.
Other shit. I'm like, yo, I didn't even taste the dick yet, and I'm getting a fucking divorce?
As
what
God
the fuck?
Is my witness.
Can I at least
Can
know if the dick is worth
again.
Leaving for? Shit.
This
I was so fucking mad.
Honest.
If you know
mess.
How mad I was,
we
I have not had the dick yet.
We hadn't.
What
even.
If it's bad? Right. I'm like, yeah, we got I energy and shit. He could kiss, but who the fuck knows? I am losing my entire lifestyle over some sex I have not had yet. Do you know how fucking mad I was? So now in my head, I need to have the sex now because I need to know what the fuck is going on. She's talking about, and I know the woman, and I don't like the woman as it is, because she was someone whose energy was always off to me and who was always seemed to be into him, but he brushed it off. And she was honestly someone that we kind of used to cock our eyebrow at about how she used to deal with her own relationships. Like, I couldn't be her person. So I'm like, okay. And I decided to go back further in their G-chat.
I would have.
Oh, you know I still have the emails, like, to this day? Like, you don't even want to know.
Petty is as
petty.
Petty does.
I am so fucking petty. I have
petty
all
the
receipts.
World.
So anyway, I look back in the G-chat, and I find a particular G-chat where she is talking about his penis in a way that's very familiar.
Fuck all these niggas.
The date on that shit was like December. So I'm like, oh, look what we have here. Okay. So he comes out the shower and I'm looking at him and he's like, what? And I just take the computer and turn it around. You know, the same move that you did, the turn around shit. I'm just turning this shit around right now.
Strong,
right? Strong, you know what I'm saying? I said, so what's this? And he looked at, he said, I don't even know what to say right now. I said, don't say shit. Get your ass dressed and go to work.
Can I tell you something you're going to hate?
What?
I feel bad for him for that. He had a...
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Because he had all the...
He had all the cards.
He had all the cards.
All the cards.
That was just such bad timing.
The deck was stacked. All of that shit.
Damn, son.
3 days? You didn't even get 3 days? That was God like, I don't like this ugly shit. You being real fucking... You need to humble your shit right now.
Like, pull that back.
So he goes to work and I go to the dealership. And he calls me and I step out of the dealership. And this is the first of 3 separate times that I am in a parking lot screaming into a phone at this same dude. Like, when I tell you I am screaming, there are white dealer guys in there looking at me like, this crazy black chick outside is about to erupt.
It's bad for business.
She is out here like yelling in front of the dealership and we trying to get customers in here. And it's a high-end dealership and they're like, yeah, we can't have this type of shit. So he's somewhere in a cube or an office his first day of work with his wife on some, and I know this bitch. And she's been at every one of our houses and she's been at our wedding and I cannot friggin' believe you. And you mad about some dude I ain't even had sex with yet?
And he's a black man. So he's probably in this corporate office.
Like, it was so bad. And we are going back and forth. And he came in that night and looked so dejected. But I also know, because I know what I know, the relief and the terror at the same time that he felt. And then it clicks.
It's cathartic.
This is why he wants a divorce. Yeah. Because he has a life set up. And in his head, he has the kind of relationship, the passion, the sex, the all of the things that were missing from he and I with this woman. And I remember talking to someone who had known them during the time after we separated, and they were like, that shit was all about sex. And so part of it is I have empathy for him, which I know a lot of people would be like, why? Because I get this woman was making him feel a way I did not make him feel for fucking years. We know what that feels like. But even then, knowing that he was having an affair with this woman and knowing you and I was like, so aren't we going to kick them to the curb and work on our situation?
Exactly.
And this is going to kill me. I am going to regret giving Jason up. And I knew I was going to regret it. And I said to you, I have to try.
And I said, do this. And you were like, I said to you, of course you do. You have a baby. You made a life.
And I said to you, and I probably will not speak to you again.
This is what we signed up for. Yep. I would never try to come between that. I want what's best for you. Even if it's not what's ultimately best for you, I want what you believe is best for you. And I'm here for that. Even if that means I'm on the other side of the planet.
And you said to me, I'm not going to reach out.
No.
Because we know, like, and I said, all right. And I was prepared in my head to say goodbye. And this dude is still like, yo, no, I think we need to go ahead and get this divorce. And then he says, and we need to plan a goodbye party. And in my head, I'm like, what are you talking about?
What kind of shit is that?
What kind of shit is that? I'm not celebrating this. And he planned a goodbye fight party that our friends could come to.
He told me that.
That he had that it was like the last of the hurrah at our house, and had a whole flyer about it. And
that's crazy.
We called some friends over to tell, like,
that's crazy.
Our friend group. Like, I remember the girls over. We called one particular friend who had been very much a part of our relationship. We told her alone. Then we called some of the other girls and we told them. And then he told his boys. And then there was a mutual friend that he, myself, and the woman he was cheating with had. And he wanted to call him and tell him that they were a couple. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's one thing to tell people that we are breaking up. It's another thing for you to be announcing your relationship with this woman. I can't even believe that you're already here. I'm still in the house.
You guys were still living together.
Oh my God. I couldn't even understand it.
With the baby in the house.
And so all of this then fast forwards me saying, I'm going to take this trip to Vegas to see this fight.
The Vegas trip was planned for when? Late March or mid-March
like
or something?
And you know, and I still hadn't made up my mind about what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I'm taking this trip and I know what it's going to be. And it was interesting because the last time that we had sex was that February 26th. Usually when people break up, even the physical part is still there. And I couldn't tell him, like, I can't even look at you straight. I don't even know who you are. Like, I know I thought I was horrible. So I can get me. You were up on a pedestal. I don't know who you are right now. So I don't want to touch you. At the same time, when I'm in tears, he's like, but it seems like you want me to hold you because you're all that I know to comfort me. I don't want to touch you, but I need to be near you. It was such a space that I don't know how people who don't go through this type of drama in their marriage or a similar committed relationship, when the person is both the source of your pain and the source of your comfort, I don't know how to tell you that's how that feels like, thing. But it's a very that's a real whole, thing.
That's
it's
a real
literally
thing.
Like, I need to be near you, but don't fucking touch me.
Right.
Like, that was my whole right. energy. And so I kept realizing he is moving towards this thing and I need to get on board because what else am I going to do? And so he's already at a point where he's like, how are we going to tell the kid? And I'm like, well, one, we need to wait till she's six. And
which was another month,
couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we need to go see a therapist and talk about, you know, how we're going to do this. And I remember going to see this therapist. I was telling the therapist, I didn't want to leave. Like, we're here to ask you how we should tell our kid, but I don't want this. And he's sitting there and he's telling the therapist, black man that I really liked, super expensive, now that I think back. And he's telling the therapist, she's going to be great. She's phenomenal. She's just scared because she doesn't know how she's going to do it on her own. But she's going to be great. And I felt like, you patronizing asshole. I'm not talking about bills and shit. You have been my life since 1995 or six. I'm not talking about just living in a house. I know how to do that shit. I'm not an idiot. How are we going to do this? I was so afraid of divorce and leaving my life, but I was also afraid of reconciliation. Because I also was like, I know that this is soul sucking. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I before I met you, the concept of that kind of love was imaginary.
Sure.
So whether or not it was you or someone else, I was like, this shit could actually happen.
Mm.
Oh shit. So that's out there? And Jason's unavailable. So it
but
might
it
not
me,
be
though.
Jason.
But yeah.
I mean,
but
it's
it was
all
me.
You. It's all,
but yeah,
it's
no
all
doubt,
you.
No doubt. I mean, let's
let's be clear.
Let's keep it, yeah,
let's be clear.
Let's keep it a buck.
But the reality is, in my head now, I am now choosing something that I know will not right. meet that.
Like, did you believe in your ultimate base level happiness? Did you believe in no. attaining that?
I would have totally gotten back together with him, understanding that the shit was never going to be what it was going to be.
Wow.
But what I don't want is to get back together with him or to redo this and end up in a place where I'm going to cheat again. And
right.
that was my whole thing. Like,
exactly.
I'm not going to start out thinking that way. I'm going to start out putting every effort in because that's how I started our relationship.
Sure.
Especially because I only saw myself in the context of him.
And so I'm in this space with you, watching it from about 15,000 feet, wanting to be the friend I was, that we'd become. Because that was that's what's cool, I think. We became friends, you know, before we slept together, before all those things, we became friends.
It was months.
And it was dope. And in my head, this is over before it started. So I was confused. And I'm, you know, selfishly speaking, I'm there for you. I am understanding that you either, you know, there's a potential for so many things. Each text individually was potentially the last time I'll ever be able to speak to you or see you, which sucked, but I got it. And there's a potential that you may be, if you think about it, on the whole other end of the spectrum, okay? There's a potential that you may be single.
Right.
So the situation I've been looking for 36 years, literally, no bullshit.
It's gonna be single.
Could
be single.
Potentially be available. And what the fuck am I gonna do if that happens? Because I am here. Because there's nothing I could do except be there. I didn't change anything except for, yo.
What do you need?
You are my friend. And I got your back.
It was interesting because, you know, now we're trying to figure out how we're gonna tell our daughter, And now we're trying to figure out, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to live. And we only have one car. Now I have to find a car. And I'm trying to figure out like logistical shit about my life. And we're planning this trip to Vegas. And he's just started a new job. And I'm about to start a new job when I come back from Vegas. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. In the middle of this shit, I am going to go to Vegas. And I'm going to potentially have sex with this dude.
Paradise, what they want for me. Shawty's never saw marital. Vowing that it'll come for me. Comfort me with the holy book. Probably closer.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.